Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Testing. You want to
testing,
test? Testing. Do you see when you talk
testing.
How it moves?
Which one's me?
You're the top. Ooh. Okay. So you said you haven't done a podcast before.
No, I've never done a podcast before.
Welcome to a podcast. Well, this is Rachel Uncensored. There's no intro for this. That's out of whatever. Okay. So what we do is we start off with a drink.
Okay.
That is either the person's favorite or reminds me of them. We have hung out a few times.
Yes.
By the way, sorry, introduce. This is chaos. Introduce yourself.
No, it's good. Rachel, it's good. It's a good podcast.
Oh my God. Have you listened to it?
Well, no, but I'm going to today.
Because you're on
I'm going to bitch it. Yep.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Kendall.
I'm Kendall.
There it is. You are, would you consider yourself a comedian or a TikToker or both?
I in my heart want to be a comedian, and in reality, I am a TikToker.
You could be both.
Yes.
You're a comedian who right now your platform is TikTok.
It's TikTok.
That's your platform right now.
Yeah.
You should be on more platforms, but you, like me, are kind of lazy with it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's true. Yes. That's what my therapist says. And now you. Yeah.
I should be more on TikTok, but instead I am more on YouTube, and I need to be on TikTok more. And both of us need to find a balance.
YouTube's probably better, though. Right.
Not views wise. Money wise. Yes.
Yeah.
So it depends on if you want to be famous or rich.
I see. I want to be rich. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. So here we go. All right. So the drink that we're drinking today, we're going to drink two drinks because we are sponsored by Bright Cellar. So we're going to finish this and then I'm going to open up some wine. But your drink of choice is a gin and tonic.
I know. Aren't I classy?
That is so classy.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to do this because a little lime goes a long way. So my girlfriend says.
Mm, I love it. Do you like gin?
Mm. It's my third favorite.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. It's my first favorite.
Oh, I like tequila and vodka are kind of tied at the top for me.
Okay, yeah.
And then it's gin. I cannot drink rum, scotch, or whiskey.
Okay. I don't like rum, but for a long time I said my favorite drink was a rum and coke because it was like, I was like 18 and the comedy scene in New York and trying to like sound cool at a bar. And that was the only drink I knew. So I just drank them all the time.
That's disgusting.
And I didn't like it.
That's what I drank. It was Captain Morgan with whatever soda someone had in their fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. All right. So let's talk about, I got to tell people who you are.
Okay.
You created, this was your plan. Because right now you're most known for your character as your mom.
Yes.
So Darla?
Darla, yes.
Darla, okay. Did you make that hoping to go viral with it?
No. I made that because I was trying to impress my now girlfriend at the time. Because they had a TikTok and they'd gone viral with this video of them. They were looking up, because I guess the creator of Mattel, the Barbie, I don't know anything about Barbies, but she's...
Oh, the toy company Mattel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if this is right, but someone involved there is a homosexual, and so she did a video that was like all the Barbies of Mattel that are gay, and anyways, that went viral, and so they were really on TikTok, and I was like, I'm gonna make one to kind of, you know, seem like
you're cool,
and like I'll send it to them, and I'll like start a conversation, and then I like came back 2 hours later, and it was like at 500,000 views, and I was like, wait, what the heck?
So your story is very similar to my sister's. Are you familiar with Miranda Sings' character?
Okay, I am.
I have to ask.
I mean, I was like 12 when I feel like Miranda Sings
was like... How old were you?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Okay.
I just turned 22.
Congratulations.
Thank
happy
you
birthday.
So much.
You made it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I was like... so it wasn't just me that was like a Miranda Sings. It was like my entire grade was like, there was probably eight people going for Halloween.
Yeah, during her prime. Sings.
It was really, So okay. I do know her.
So yeah, she made a video that was just supposed to be for her friends, to make her friends laugh.
Yes.
She came back to it, went viral. You went with it.
Yeah, and I was just like, the beginning, if you watch them, they're not that like crazy. She's pretty, talks in a normal voice.
Yeah.
It's pretty normal. And then it just like heightened over time, and now it is unhinged.
As is Miranda Sings.
Yes, I guess. Was she not always like that?
No, hers was very reserved. She's like, hey guys, so today I'm going to sing. And it was just like, she was slightly off. But every time someone said they hated something, she amplified it.
Well, that was, people would be like, oh, it was so like crazy that she said this word a certain way. And then it would just start to like, so then I'd say that word. And then it just like continued getting crazy. Because I think in the beginning people thought it was like a real woman. Like they thought that it was, oh, this woman has a TikTok and she's talking to her daughter or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, oh, this is a character.
This is someone, yes. So how much, so the beginning, it was more based on your mom, real life. And then now it's like,
now it's,
it's a hint of what your mom.
Yes.
Do you make up the stories or do you pull stories? You make them up.
In the beginning, I'd pull from what my mom, but I mean, she doesn't say that much.
She doesn't like,
the woman doesn't have this.
Like, she's just chilling.
She's just a normal woman. She doesn't have like hours and hours of content at the ready.
That would be so convenient.
It would be. And for a while it worked. And now I have to just make stuff up. But people don't know that. People really think, it is crazy, people think that I FaceTime her every day
and then I reenact
that verbatim. Like, oh, so many people think
the
that.
Internet, I found, you can make them believe whatever you want. So it's a power, and you have to be real careful with it. Because you could go online and make a completely different persona, completely opposite of what you are, and make people believe that is you.
Yeah.
Because they only know what they see.
Yeah, and they feel this deep, which is beautiful. And I think, you know, a lot of what is nice about my mom character is she, you know, loves gay people and she's very supportive, and I think a lot of people need that, but also people do think she is like me, and so sometimes like someone will buy a cameo, for example, and then they'll get it and they'll be like, I thought this was gonna be your mom, and I'm like, well, it is, I did it. It's my mom character. And they're like, no, but I thought it was gonna be your mom. And I'm like, my mom doesn't do
because I was gonna be like, oh, so if you just talk like normal Kindle and they wanted,
no, I always do the mom character
if
they
okay
were, like I always do that. But there's been one or two people over the course of a year who've been like, I wanted like your actual mom to come in. I'm like, my mom doesn't live with me. I don't live with my mom.
Yeah.
And my mom doesn't do comedy.
She's
my
not
mom
on your TikTok. She did, when you did, like, you were moving, she
was there. Yes.
But that's the only time.
Yeah. It's very funny. I'll have people reach out and be like, we want to produce a podcast like you and your mom or something like that. And I'm like, my mom is not, she's never been on my TikTok. It's very funny.
Well, people want that exclusive because they think that's your character is actually what she would be. So they're like, well, we need to get that together.
Yes, we got to get that.
We got to put them in a room. No.
And she is. She's very supportive. She's very passionate about people's rights and all of that. But she's not she's not psychotic. So that's like, she's
well, that's
not
good to know.
Crazy.
That's
which
good
is what the character is. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to keep? I noticed now you started doing like Say Yes to the Dress remakes and Dance Mom remakes.
Yes.
So, which I love.
Thank you.
I love that you're a big JoJo fan.
I love JoJo Siwa. Is she going to be here? Is she going to come out? She's in hiding. She's going to come out. I love JoJo
Siwa. This is her one day off from Dancing with the Stars, so she's just chilling at her house.
Okay. So we're going to go there later? Okay. We're going to go. I am JoJo's biggest fan. It's very funny because I was a Dance Moms fan from like the first episode. Like I watched as the episodes came out every week. And we only had one TV in my house, so my dad would have to watch it. And he'd be like, I don't want this show. It's ridiculous. And then he became obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when JoJo came on, he loved JoJo Siwa. And he was always like, she's the only one that's ever going to make it on this show. She's incredible. She is the greatest talent. And if she never got a solo, he'd like yell at the TV and be like, give JoJo a solo. So he loved. And he texted me when he found out she was on Dancing with the Stars. And he was like, she's on Dancing with the Stars. So
she's doing great.
She
she is doing it. Incredible.
She is doing very good. The dances are amazing.
Yes.
Very
yes.
amazing.
She's a great partner, Jenna.
Yes.
They do great together.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get you to a taping. I got you doing this the premiere. The J team premiere.
Yeah, you're only
friends with me to get to JoJo. I understand.
No.
Cheers.
I'm just kidding.
How did we meet?
That's crazy because we've only met 3 times.
Yeah, we've only hung out 3 times.
Right?
Yes.
Feels like a lifetime, Rachel.
Yeah, I know. We've been friends since the womb. So, wait.
You watched, I think, my TikTok.
Yeah.
And then commented. And then I think I, like, followed you back. And then I was like, hi.
Okay, that's there. My girlfriend's constantly like, you need to make friends. So I'm like, what are you talking about? I have one. I have that
one
is
friend.
Plenty.
She's it like, is. It's yeah. I feel like I've always been like, oh, I have friends. I have a lot of friends. And then after the pandemic, I was like, oh, I don't have any friends.
I have a lot of friends. None of them live near me.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
JoJo and Joy are the only two that live near me. And
yeah,
you know, Joy's training dogs all the time, and JoJo's dancing.
What is JoJo doing? She seems like she has a lot of free time.
JoJo?
I'm just kidding. Honestly, that was a joke. She seems so busy. Her Instagram is crazy. I'm sorry. This is just me talking about how much I love her.
That's fine. Whatever. We got 45 minutes. You can do whatever you want.
She's just always like, every day she's like doing something so like taxing, like so like so much energy.
She's 18, so she still has energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, joints that work.
I guess. It's clear. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah. I've known her since she was 13. She has never been like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's always like, well, I just danced for 17 hours. You want to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain? And I'm like, well, I was sitting all day. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. Too tired. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's a bundle of fun and always has energy. Yeah. She just did MTV Cribs. And then she just announced her new reality show with her mom.
And really?
Yes. They're finding the next like girl group or something like that. And like, I think her mom's the main and she's like on every episode, but it's not her show. It's more her mom's.
Yeah.
And then she's doing Dancing with the Stars, and then she starts tour again in January.
Wow.
So I think after Dancing with the Stars, she's back in rehearsals for tour.
Yeah. But I'm a big Dance Moms fan. I was a huge
wasn't, but my sister was, and I hung out with her all the time. Sure. So the only time I watch reality TV is with my sister. I feel like reality TV is your jam.
That's where you live. That's all I watch. Because I struggle so much with ADHD.
That's why my sister is obsessed with it.
Yes. And so I really can't watch a show. I just watch Squid Games. But I could because there were subtitles, so I had to read it, and yes, I had to watch.
My issue was, because what I've learned, I can watch any TV as long as I can also be looking at my phone.
But I can't, I have to look at my phone or I have to be eating something.
Yes, eating or doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, well, that's smart. I should try doing that, because I overeat because I'm like, well, I can't watch anything unless I'm eating,
obviously.
And then I'll watch TV for 9 hours a day and be like, I have to eat for 9 hours.
There's no other option.
There isn't, or I won't be able to watch it. But subtitles are helping. But I want to get one of those like rings.
Oh, I don't like those because my fingers get tired.
Oh,
like I have my own little ticks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. One time, there's been not one time, multiple times where I'm eating, doing a jigsaw puzzle, and watching TV, and I'll put a jigsaw piece in my mouth and thinking it's popcorn or a chip, and I'm like,
it's not good.
It's not good. Don't eat it. I don't suggest it.
Yeah, So I watch reality TV because I'm like, I can just go back. I can also I watch the same reality TV over and over again.
Reality TV recaps and shows you what's gonna happen. Yes. Like, so you see one scene 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and up that's next good for me. Is this scene. Then the scene. But that's just what just happened was that scene. And I'm like, which
that's
I know.
Perfect for me. Cause I need it 3 times. Like people always be like, oh, I don't want to give you spoilers on something. And I'm like, no, I need you to give me spoilers. I actually need you to explain the entire, give me a full synopsis of it so that I'll be able to watch it. Cause
that
then I'll be like,
that is my sister.
Because the second I don't know what's going on, I'm done, like, with the whole, yes, I'm not going to be able to watch any of it.
Yeah, I hate movies because I can't get invested. It's not enough time for me to care.
Yeah, beginning, I need to be, that's what I liked about Squid Game. It was really right from the beginning.
My only issue was I couldn't look at my phone, so I had to, like, make sure I was trying. I was like trying to trigger my hyper focus, and I was like, I can do this. Yeah. I could do this. Luckily, I grew up in a household with had closed caption all the time because my brother was hard of hearing, so I am used to seeing words on the screen. That didn't stress me out too much, but I was like, I can't look away. I want to be on my phone and I can't. Yeah. And it was stressful, but it's a good show. Yeah. I've watched two episodes.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It, the last two episodes aren't my favorite, but the beginning is like the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that just, now I don't want to watch it. Deal with it.
Sorry.
Deal with it.
But yes, I love reality TV a lot. And I love Dance Moms. And I do those, I make those reenactments.
All right. Before we move on to my next prompt of things, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Woo-hoo!
Cheers!
Cheers!
ZocDoc. ZocDoc is our sponsor for today. Are you that type of person that knows how to treat themselves? Nothing too intense, but when you're getting a pedicure, yeah, you'll opt in for the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea-infused lotion because you deserve it. Or you do Economy Plus because you need that extra legroom on that plane because you deserve it. And you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life. Then why would you settle when you're finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you find and book tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all verified patient reviewed. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you because you deserve it. We all deserve it. And with ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours. That's it. And you can even score some same-day appointments. So if you want to check it out, go to ZocDoc.com/Rachel and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Rachel. ZocDoc.com/Rachel. Skims. Skims is our sponsor for today. I know that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've had problems with it, whether it's the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for almost a year now, and I just now tried another one of their t-shirts, and I cannot stress this enough. It is the softest t-shirt I have ever owned or touched. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I love wearing my boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx that I got from Skims. I grab it every time I want to wear something casual, but also I can dress it up for a night out and I absolutely love it. So if you want to, and you should, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
How long have you lived out here?
3 months.
You've only been out here 3 months?
I think so.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when I moved in June, July, August, September, October. 5 months.
Wow. Okay. I was like, I don't think I've seen you once a month.
No. So I guess 5 months. Wow.
Yeah. Because we hung out. Because we were going to, I was like, let's be friends.
Sure.
As I do. And you're like, I have to move out there first. Relax. And I was like, oh, right. Sorry. And then you got out here. Like, I'm out here. I was like, great.
Yeah. Great.
Let's go. Let's be friends.
Yes. I live with my parents for like a couple months. Because I moved from New York. And then I moved in with my parents.
Where?
They're in Northern California.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they live in Minnesota. But they do not.
Because you have a little Minnesota accent when you do the character.
A little Minnesota. It's aggressive.
It's a very aggressive.
Midwestern accent. But my mom doesn't have that accent. She's Southern, really. She's like a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my dad. My dad's from Alabama. My mom's from North Carolina. And they have, Southern accents.
And she's an ally of all things.
And she's an ally. I used to have a deep Southern accent, too.
Really?
When
New
I was
York
like six.
Made you kick it out?
No, California. Well, we moved to California when I was like six.
Oh, okay.
But in like first grade, I'd be like, hey, y'all, my name's Candle. And everyone thought my name was Candle. And they'd pronounce it that way because I had such an insane accent.
I love that. Also love that name. Like, let's, why don't
Candle?
We name people the
Candle?
We
should be. Exactly.
Remember when celebrities just started naming their kids like Apple and stuff? And everyone was like, what in the world? And now I feel like no one wants to name their kid a normal name.
No. I remember thinking that was crazy. And then now I'm like, if you're famous enough and like And your child is going to be so rich and famous. It's like, you can name them anything. And yeah. It's crazy if their name's just like Emily and they're like this.
It's boring.
Know, it's boring. Sorry to any Emilys out there. But
Emily, I love you.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I love the name Emily. I used to want to name my kid Emily. But if I was like, I still want
to
name.
Pull that foot out of the
I
mouse.
Still want to name.
I am going to
my
rename
kid
myself Emily. That is how much I love
the name
the
Emily.
Name.
But if you're, you know, if it was like Northwest, Psalms, Chicago, Emily West, that would be crazy.
That is true. Yeah, once you go weird, you can't go back. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
What would you name your kid if you had one?
Okay.
That's a very personal question. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's the one thing I'll be like, I can't. I have a whole list on my phone.
I've heard, my girlfriend has a list.
Yeah.
I've just thought about it. Like, I used to, when I was like a little basic, straight mm-hmm. human, was very generic with the names.
Yeah.
You know, like Patrick.
Patrick's cute though.
I've always liked Patrick. And then my sister went and named her, love interest on Haters Back Off, Patrick.
And you're like, all right.
But it doesn't. I was like, you know what? That character fit. And also, I don't care about that name much anymore. My girlfriend has a lot of names in her phone. I like earthy things. Like, I'm not going to name a kid this so I can say this. Also, never tell the internet what you want to name your child. They'll ruin it for you.
I'm sure. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Until it's like, this is their name.
This is their name. Yeah.
There's no going back.
Sure.
But if you're like, I'm thinking about this, you're going to get opinions.
Yeah.
And I don't. You don't want it.
And you don't want opinions.
You don't want opinions.
You don't want those.
This is a name. No one has ever liked it. And
I bet I'm going to.
No, you're not.
I bet I'm going to.
I promise.
From where I'm from, it, like the most hippie town.
It is Oak.
I for a boy. Gender
it doesn't matter.
Gender doesn't matter. It's great.
Whoa.
Making big trouble for that one.
Whoa. Whoa. But also it is gender neutral. Because
Oak is cute. I think it's cute.
It's not going to ever happen.
Fine. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's cute for a baby. But if someone was like,
I was thinking
you have a
like,
meeting with
But
Oak.
Think of like a hippie girl. Like, hey, my name is Oak. Or like it's a muscular cute. Dude.
Named
like,
Oak. Yeah, that's
my,
cool.
My name's Oak. Like,
but what if you don't have either of those?
Well, I've like
a you more, have like a guy who's into stocks and does doctor.
Well, then I don't know.
And his name is Oak. No one will respect him.
Oakley.
Oakley's a cute name. I used to want to name my daughter Oakley.
Okay, so it works either way.
I'm not even going to have... This is what's crazy. I have a list this long of baby names. I don't think I'm going to have a child.
I'm constantly contemplating. I'm like, I feel
it's
like...
all I think about.
When I'm 50, I'm going to wish I had like a 20-year-old around. Yeah. So maybe I'll just adopt a 20-year-old when I'm 50.
That's what my girlfriend and I are like. We're like, we'll just... Yeah, we'll adopt like a 17-year-old and be like, get their credit fixed. And then be like... Love you. You can come back whenever you want.
Just visit us for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Tell us. We'll go to your wedding. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And just the whole, like, I love babies and I love toddlers.
Me too. Well, you have a lot of nieces and nephews.
That's the thing is, I get my baby fix.
Yeah.
I go over, I visit, I see him, I love him.
And that's how I am with my nephew because I love my nephew so much and I'll go visit him.
Yeah.
And I am like, this is so fun. This is so wonderful. But I am like, I couldn't do this forever though.
No.
And this would just never end.
I have so many nieces and nephews. And my family knows not to ask me to babysit.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Like sure. When my sister-in-law was going into labor with, Luke, the fifth child. Wow. All the whole family was out of town and it was just me. So I babysat four kids for, I think it was a max.
Four.
I think it was 10, maybe 12 hours. And I was like, nope.
No.
I love them to pieces. They weren't even bad. They were actually really good.
Sure. Well,
I'm just exhausted.
How old are they? Are they like four under four?
Yeah. So at that time, I think Bailey was like 11. Jake was
eight or eight.
Parker was five-ish. And then Duncan was like two or one. So like I had all ranges. They're all great. Yes. They're really easy to watch. I was just like, I'm tired. I'm tired.
And you can't.
I can't. And I have no idea how my siblings do it.
I had to take my nephew to a swim class 2 days ago where you're like in the pool with him and the things they have you do.
They just make you throw him under the water.
I had a panic attack.
No.
I couldn't believe it. They, my nephew is clinging to me. First of all, like I'm like he's gonna die. Yes. He's so scared. And she's like, okay, no, it's just you're gonna put him underwater for 3 seconds and then you're just gonna let go. He'll swim to the wall. My nephew can't even talk yet. Like my nephew is a baby. And I was like, no, I'm not. She was like, you just shove him underwater and then he's gonna and then you go away and then he'll swim. He's going to swim, grab a ring, and then come up and put his hands on the side of the pool and then hang there. And I was like, is he?
Because he can barely use a fork.
He can't use a fork. I was like, he is not going to do that. So then they did, because I was embarrassed. Everyone was looking at me like this woman. Because first of all, I got there and I'm like holding him and I have to take off my pants and like get, I'm holding him while getting undressed. Being a mother is very hard. I couldn't do it.
And also when it's someone else's kid, like if you drown him,
that's gonna be
you got other people mad at you. If it's your own kid, you just have to worry about like child protective service. Yeah, sure. That's your own issue.
It also feels like everyone is, you know, because usually I'm pretty good about being like, whatever. If everyone judges me, that's okay. But
yeah,
when you have a kid, you feel like everyone's like, you're an unfit parent.
Like,
I should take your kid from you right now.
Your parents, especially mothers, get the most judgment that has ever existed.
So many people were looking at me. People were like laughing at me. Just like I was in the water with them and they'd be like,
Fuck you.
And then they were like, okay, shove him underwater and then you're going to turn him right when he hits the water. But if you do it a second before, he'll get water in his lungs. And I said, well, then I shouldn't probably do that because, and then I did too early. They grab him from me like I'm trying to kill him or something.
No.
And they're like, that's bad.
My brother and sister-in-law put their kids in those classes because it does save lives.
It's very important to be clear. I love it.
I'm not going to participate.
So scary.
They'll go to the pools with, and they always have a kid under two with them. This because they've had so many babies. They have six now. So we'll go to a pool and, you know, I think we were in Hawaii and Duncan was doing it and he has no fear of the water. He'll just jump right in. And I'm like, you don't know. He knows how to save himself. He knows to flip over and then he knows an adult will be there to grab him. And my sister-in-law's like, just relax. He's fine. I'm like, how are you the parent?
It's so scary. And there was one baby in the class. She was younger than my nephew. She must have been a year old. And they couldn't keep, she was like a Hulk. And she was like climbing out of the pool like this. And they kept being like, pull her back in. And she would be like grunting.
No, she's like,
out.
I know how to survive.
She's like a super, these babies are, when I was a kid, I feel like we were not even, we could do nothing.
No.
Like I had no talent at one.
Apparently like COVID babies are crazy strong.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's because this is just someone's, and I'm taking it as fact. I was on TikTok.
No, what you've got to start doing, this is what I do. If I saw something on TikTok, I just say, I read an article about
That's genius.
An 8-year-old told me. She wrote the article. And she said, she said, if I came across this video, then who I'm with is the love of my life. That's what she said.
You're like, done.
Done. Perfect.
Done. I read an article about this chick said that COVID babies are being born stronger because pregnant women are supposed to just sit.
Wow.
And so the fact that they can work from home or they're jobless and they're just chilling.
Yeah.
Makes it so like
they're healthier.
They're healthier. And, you know, while we're always like, we got to stay fit. And that's why we move so much. We've done this.
We haven't moved in 6 years.
Society tells women, you know, they can't be fat.
Right.
Which is wrong. Women should be healthy. Every human should be healthy. Yeah. So whatever. When you're pregnant, you don't have to try and stay at a certain weight. You should do whatever your body tells you to do.
Right. 100%.
And when you're pregnant, your body usually tells you to sit your ass down.
Yeah.
So this article was saying.
That sounds so good.
It does. It makes me sound more educated.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. And then I think once they're born, they have like some people have both parents just there 24/7.
Yes.
Doing stuff with them.
Yes.
And stimulating their brain and all that type of stuff. So
yeah.
They're smart.
My sister's son, Flynn, is crazy smart. And so are my brother's kids. And I think it's because both parents are always home.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, you know, that's rare that can happen. But I absolutely love it. All right, we're going to check to see if we have one more sponsor for today, which we do, and it's Bright Cellar.
Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never's super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry. They have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert, but that's for life.
Yeah. Do you drink wine?
Yes.
Are you saying that because Bright Cellars is my sponsor?
Well, I only drink one type of wine,
and it's whatever Bright Cellars sends. All right. So I'm okay. I can't say Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon Blanc.
It's Cabernet Sauvignon.
No, this is the red wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Cabernet
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, that's not a word. Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon? Yes.
That's not a word.
I wish you had a hand, because I used to work as a fine dining server.
Can you open this?
Not with this. I don't know what this is. I can do it. This is the easier one, but I worked as a fine dining server for so long, I can only do like the hand one.
Oh.
Well, let me try this.
I believe in you. I do think this is two.
How do I start it?
Okay, so you start it like with this down, and then as it goes in, the arms come up. Hold on. And then, see, like it goes, and it's like raising a party. It's like party in the house. And then you're like, party's over. And then you take it out.
That is incredible.
You know, if you have more strength. I'm just scared of spilling red wine all over my couch.
That's okay. You said I was allowed to spill anything on
you. You're a guest. My house is whatever the guest wants goes.
Thank you.
I try and be a very good host. I never had.
You are. These cups are very good. I've never seen a square cup. I really like it.
Really? I don't know. I can't tell if you're like being a really good guest.
No, I've really never seen a square cup.
You've never seen a square
cup? No. I love it. I didn't. It's something when you handed it to me, I was like, I got to get one of these.
Well. I can't tell you where I bought it because I don't remember.
Oh, my. I'll just look up. I bet it's easy to find.
This is not fancy.
I've seen those before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't do the stems because I break things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a very clumsy person.
I am, too.
I was about to say, I don't want to judge you.
But you think I'm
you give the vibe as one clumsy person.
Yes,
no, I can point out another.
Very clumsy. I'm very, very clumsy.
I'm extremely clumsy. And
I mess up 20 times a day.
I run into walls that have never moved, that have always just been there.
Well, do you have bad eyesight?
Well, I wear contacts and glasses.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I wear glasses.
But you take them off.
But I take them off. I've never worn a contact in my life before.
Why?
Because I get scared. Too scared of that. Put it in my eye.
Do you not like to touch your eyes?
No.
Have you ever thought about LASIK?
Yeah. The one time you told me about it. That was when I thought about it. I was like, okay. That sounds good. We talked about LASIK and I was like, oh, that sounds good.
It does sound
It's scary
good.
Though. It is. It just that lasers feel like that shouldn't be in my eyes.
I don't want them to tell me anything about the process.
No.
I want to just go in and being like, what's the recovery? Because you know when a doctor goes, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to slice this open and do this. No. Don't tell me anything. I want to walk in. I want to sit down. I want you to do the procedure.
Oh, I have to know everything.
Take me home. I don't want to know everything.
Or I like can't even. If I go to the dentist, I ask 7,000 questions. I'm like, well, what are you doing now?
Wait, this wine is good. Continue. I should do this. Folk and fable, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. This is
a private reserve crafted in California. Anyway.
Wow.
Continue. Sorry.
I have to know everything about.
I don't want
to
know anything.
I'll be like, and then they'll be like, I remember as a kid just being so scared. I've never had a cavity.
Oh, I have had, I think, 12 cavities, 2 teeth pulled, and a root canal.
I think it's genetic. I don't think it has anything to do with how you brush your teeth.
I finally had someone tell me that because I floss daily. I brush 3 times a day.
And I don't.
I would mouthwash once a week because I'd heard it like, you want to get rid of the bad stuff, but if you mouthwash too much, you get rid of the good stuff as well. So I'm like trying to skip because you hear so much. You hear so much. So I'm like, maybe if I do a mixture of things.
Yeah.
My whole life, I've tried different routines, always had something wrong.
Yeah.
And finally, I had a dentist say, you have deep teeth. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, you're going to get cavities.
That's like my girlfriend takes way better care of their teeth than I do. And they have cavities every time they go. And I've never had one. But I think I've heard, too, if you have like, I have one tooth where they're like, it will be a cavity one day. And you can't do anything about it because it's like there's a wrinkle in my tooth.
There's a wrinkle.
Yeah. There's like a wrinkle.
It's a bone.
Yeah. There's a little wrinkle in the bone.
Isn't it weird that these are just like bones?
I know. And they stick out and you have to clean
them.
When
babies are born, their x-rays of their mouths, you just see all the teeth.
Two sets in there?
Yeah. Your bones don't, they're in there.
Wow.
I don't trust babies.
I don't. Oak. I don't trust oak.
I don't trust oak. I don't trust nobody.
Wow.
So you have to have the dentist tell you everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Opposite. Mom. Don't tell me anything. I got my appendix out. I said, shh.
That's my biggest fear. I always think I have appendicitis. And then every time it ends up just being IBS, which is on the wrong side and doesn't matter. But I'm always like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then I have to come out.
Well, does it run on your family?
No, but I'm so scared. You can get it from, I think it's 22 to 30 is the most common time.
Yeah, I got mine when I was about 22, 23.
Don't tell me that. I think about it every day. And my girlfriend had their appendix burst. And usually you go to the hospital because it being inflamed hurts so bad.
Yeah, that's why I went right when it started being inflamed. They were like, we couldn't detect it for 12 hours because it was so. And I was like,
wow, you really know your body.
Apparently.
I love that. No, Jordan, their appendix burst and they waited still a couple hours to go to the hospital.
What were they doing?
They were just vomiting. I don't know. They were so sick.
Did they just think it was like the flu or something?
I think they just were so, they were so like hallucinating basically from the amount of pain that they were just kind of like, you know, when you've just like been on the bathroom floor for like 6 hours and you're like, oh, oopsie.
Yeah.
I guess I'm really sick. So I think they just, and then they finally went and they were like, you're really lucky you're not dead because.
Yeah. When it bursts, you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Very scary.
Yeah.
It makes me sick to think about. Very scary.
Well, I don't think you're going to get appendicitis because it does not run in your family.
No, Rachel.
My mom had it and her mom had it. So, and luckily I'd already graduated college, I believe. Yes, I did. But so I wasn't living at home, but I was home for Thanksgiving break. So I had my mom who was immediately, she is the most paranoid. The second I'm like, my tummy hurts, she goes, appendicitis.
That's whole life. My mom, you could have a broken arm. She'd be like, well, you're probably dehydrated. So maybe you should drink some water.
My mom immediately is, do we need to go to the doctor? We should go to the hospital. If this happens for more than 30 minutes, you're going to the hospital. I don't know why. Maybe because I am so clumsy. But I was like, it was really weird. The feeling was for me was, it was a stomach pain. And I was like, I feel like maybe I have to poop, but nothing was coming out.
Right.
And I was like, this is weird. And then
your appendix came out.
appendix came out and said. So like, it was only like 2 hours of me being like, this is uncomfortable. And my mom did the thing where you push and if you release and it hurts, then it's appendicitis. And she did it. And I was like, no. And she's like, but I was in such excruciating pain, but I felt like it was just like a really bad poop. And I was like, when I try to poop, my butt says, there's nothing to give, honey. Yeah. Like, you know that your tummy and your butt
in
sync? Yeah. They were not in sync. And I was like, something's wrong. And so we went, and it was the second they gave me morphine, I felt nothing. And so, of course, I was like, I'm good. I can go home, guys. I feel great. And they're like, that's because we put drugs in you. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I know. I just had to fart or something.
Right.
And then it took 12 hours for them to finally diagnose me. And it was on Thanksgiving. And I had the worst part was I had to miss Thanksgiving dinner.
But that is nice. It wasn't so bad. Like, no. I feel like it could have, if you waited, it would have been the worst pain you've ever been in.
Which usually I'm like, I can get through it. I'm like, I'm all tough. I try to be strong. Blah, blah, blah. But my sister was like, we're going to the zoo. And I was like, I got to go to the zoo. Not anymore. I'm against zoos now. But back then I was like, I got to go to the zoo. Toughen up. Yeah. And I'm so glad my mom was there, because if I was home alone, I wouldn't have done anything. My mom was like, nope, nope, we're going to the hospital. Nope, nope, nope. And, you know, she makes me feel more anxious, which is great in that scenario. Right. Like, she always thinks you're going to die.
See, I think because I was so clumsy, my mom was always like, you're fine. You're literally fine.
Oh, see, and I've had to get stitches and I've never broken anything.
I've broken so many bones. And so has my girlfriend, too. Like, they've broken their arm like 4 times. I broke my arm, my wrist, my foot. Or no, my ankle. It was my ankle playing samba soccer.
What's samba soccer?
Indoor soccer.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
It wasn't. I was really bad. I had this thing with sports as a kid. I was so anxious. So I think I was pretty good, especially volleyball. I was really good at volleyball. Mm-hmm. I like worked really hard, and I feel like I was naturally inclined. But I would get so anxious when I would go out on the court that I would cry at like the games, like on the court. And I remember my coach like screaming at me, being like,
but that doesn't help.
It doesn't help at all. And so I was always a bench warmer because I would get so anxious when I would have to play sports. But I broke my ankle doing samba, which only sucked because, well, I sprained it. I didn't break it, which was worse because I was growing and it was like sprained under a growth plate. So I was on crutches for like 4 months. Like,
what?
It was crazy because it just wouldn't heal. I don't know. It's terrible.
I've never broke anything, but with sports, people always think I'm going to be really good because I look athletic.
You do, yeah.
And I feel like I am naturally just strong, and I'm the most uncoordinated, and I do crumble under pressure. The second there's pressure, I'm like, I'm out.
Me too.
I play volleyball with my friends on the beach once a week. I can't serve. For like, because like,
there's too much pressure.
Yeah, there's too much pressure. Everyone's looking at me. It's just me and the ball. When no one's around, I can hit that ball right over the net, and I'm strong enough, and like, you know, I'm good. Nope. And then, but like we're in the midst of the game, I'm not thinking, and so I'm really good when the midst of the game. But the second it comes to serving, I'm like,
I've been taking tennis lessons because my
that's hard.
I'm very bad at it. It's because my friend Lily, she emailed a group of us and was like, I was drunk and I signed us up for 8 weeks of tennis lessons.
Love this. I need a drunk friend like this. It makes you get out. It makes you do things.
And I was like, this is nice because I would have never, ever done this. And it's something I can just be bad at and not be like, how am I going to get to be the best at this?
Yeah.
How am I going to make money off tennis? I used to be really competitive.
Same.
I don't think I'm really competitive anymore because I don't do anything to be competitive in.
I stopped being competitive and now I just get really hyper, which people take as competitive because I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, relax, Rachel, just a game. I'm like, yeah, it is just a game. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And then people, I'm like, oh, no one here gets hyper.
Yeah.
With normal adults.
Yeah. I think if I like play Catan, I'll get
Settlers.
I think I'll get pretty competitive.
Board games. Yeah. I only get competitive. I used to get super competitive. I don't like when people make me feel stupid and then that makes me want to defeat them. Or I get butt hurt and people are like, it's just a game. I'm like, you made me feel stupid.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's either. My biggest insecurity is like.
Me too. I always will be like to friends or to my girlfriend being like, well, everyone thinks I'm just the dumbest person in town. And they're like, no one says that. Everyone thinks I don't even know how to read.
I'm the dumbest gal in the land.
I am. And they're like, no one's them. Like, everyone here. They don't think, oh, she's an idiot. And I know. I've never thought that. Thank you. I probably said, wait, Rachel just thinks I'm a big old idiot.
Not even little bit. I think you're funny and entertaining.
Thank you.
And I feel like we're on the same level most of the time.
Well, I think ADHD makes you over time, you always think you're dumb because you go through school and you study so hard.
Yes.
You can't pass a test. You can't read any
books. I can't pass my can't do tests. And people are like, well, you just, when people say they can't do tests, it's like, well, you're just stupid. I'm like, you're, no, I can sit and converse about the topic forever. And I can be really logical. Yes. And I can like remember the things and I'm like, and like relate it to everything. Like, I feel like knowledge, like being smart is being able to understand.
Yeah.
And like, not just memorizing facts. I hate trivia with a burning passion.
Oh, me too.
That is just memorizing facts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I feel like being truly smart or knowledgeable is being able to like understand and look at things from different perspectives, mm-hmm. and like understand a concept of something. Yeah. Facts means nothing. Like,
well, because you forget them. Facts are nothing.
Facts are nothing.
Facts and science are nothing.
No, I mean, but you understand, like just memorizing.
Because yes, I was failed every test in middle school.
I cheated my way through everything because there was no way I could memorize anything.
I cheated so bad because it was exhausting. By high school,
yes.
Middle school, I would study with my mom 8 hours before a test, like studying flashcards, mm-hmm. conversations, watching documentaries just to learn more about it. And then everyone would be like, I didn't study. And they'd get an A and I would fail the test.
Yes.
I'd be like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So then I just started cheating in high school because I was like, which don't cheat is
don't
not
cheat.
Good.
We're not saying that's the answer. You have to figure out, I figured out how I learn. And that is by creating stories. Like if I have to memorize vocab words, my best friend, she was really smart and could also memorize things. Yeah. And she realized I need to have conversations about the word.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she should make up stories and
Yeah. I got a word a day app to try to be.
No, fuck that.
And then I had to delete it. They give you like 9 words a day. I was like,
it's a word a day.
I need one word and I need it for 1 word a week. I need to do 1 word a
yes,
week.
And have it put into every single thing I do.
Yeah, because I just always felt so I couldn't pass the test. But then I had the constitution test and I was one of like 5 people who got 100% on it in middle school because it was just memorizing. And I was like, and it came in the order that we were supposed to memorize. And I was like, well, I can do that. That's very easy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anything I learned about the Constitution. And so I think I just, over time I just felt dumb. But I'm not.
No, I'm not dumb either. I mean, we have good jobs and careers.
We do. Well,
so
we do.
I feel like we can't be dumb if we lucked out that hard.
No, it just makes you feel, I feel like people and other people probably have other things going on. But like, I feel like when you have ADHD, you're always like, everyone thinks I'm an idiot. And
yes,
there's no reason.
I'm constantly thinking.
But I always think I'm dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, same.
But it's also like I can't read. So that's maybe, I mean, I can read, but if you were like, read this book, I'd be like, I physically can't do that.
I can't read out loud.
Oh, I can only read out loud in a British accent.
I'm going to fucking try it. I'm going to try it.
If I pretend.
Because you go into a character.
Yes. If I pretend I am like, I'm at a job and I'm the voice of an audiobook, then I can read.
See, you have to figure out how you work.
How
you work. That is fucking phenomenal. Yeah, and I'm going to try that
really
next time. But yeah, I've never been able to, I didn't learn to read till I was 12 years old.
Wow.
Because I was homeschooled, but really I wasn't.
What is that? What happened?
I was in public school for kindergarten and then halfway through first grade, the school said to my mom, put her on Ritalin or get her the fuck out. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't stop making noises. Like I still constantly just make noises. Everything I do, I'm like, doop, doop, beep, doop, 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 beep, doop, doop, doop. Like in bed with my girlfriend, like we'll be in the middle of sex and I'm like, have to move, like, doo doo. And she's like,
that's what Jordan's always like, what are you singing? And I'll be like, oh, just a song I wrote
just now.
I'm in the kitchen and I'm gonna eat some toast and a diddle diddle diddle. And it's like, what is happening?
Oh, my dogs are barking. Hold on.
I think
my assistant might be. No, hold on. My assistant's here. 1 second. Okay, we're back. Sorry.
We are back.
Right before I turned this on, Kendall was like, this is fun and easy. I'm like,
it is.
It is. But. I think.
What time is it? I think
it's time to wrap it up.
It is time.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is my first podcast.
It really?
So I hope I did okay.
You just sit and talk.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. And I feel like it's really easy to do with people that have ADHD because we can keep going. And anything we say can spark 20,000 different ideas.
I know. I don't think I finished a single story.
Nope.
But we chatted and that is what we were supposed to do.
I hope we've entertained you for the last like 40-ish minutes. Where can they find you on things? TikTok is
Kendall Andreth. It's just Kendall Andreth across all boards.
What? How convenient.
I know. Because my name is spelled weird. It's spelled
with an H. Oh, so people can't steal it from you.
Nobody can steal it.
People try to steal. I need to stop talking. But people try
They steal
to-
you.
Rachel Ballinger immediately like, took it everywhere. I was like, ha, I'm Miss R. Baller.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then someone stole Miss R. Baller on TikTok. So I'm Miss R. Baller 1.
Wow. Very embarrassing. Is that okay? Is that rude to say?
No, I love it. Because I'm aware.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for
having me. Best Fiends and Bright Sellers for sponsoring this. Cheers.
Cheers.
Boom. We didn't get too drunk because both of us have to drive in a minute. I love you guys. See you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.